With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
It's very uncomfortable, but it's something that I think a lot of people can relate to.
Okay.
And I've been having an issue with it right now, but I don't want to complain to engineering because I know they have a lot of like bigger problems to take care of, but it's a real problem.
All right. I'm in suspense. Is it affecting me also? I need to know.
Maybe. Office chair butt. So the term office chair butt is trending, and it's when you sit so long all day that your butt muscles start to kind of basically just flatten out. There's things that you can do to avoid office chair butt, but ever since I got this new chair here, it's not just my butt that seems flatter and hurts more.
Yeah.
It's also the back of my thighs. It's like the chair is not great, but I know they spent a lot of money on the chair because they sent it for my approval first, which I thought was crazy. I was like, yeah, that looks good for a chair.
Oh, but you approved it. So here's the thing. Once the chair gets here, like it belongs here now.
I know, but it's making my butt hurt.
You know, listen, when the chair got delivered, you were very excited about it. You had the adjustable armrests, and that seemed like that was a big deal for you at that point.
Right.
But compared to the other chairs that we have in here, which are not great chairs, by the way, it still looks more uncomfortable. The chair I'm in, I feel like looks better than the chair you're in. And this one's old.
I know. So office chair butt is when you've got a flat, saggy, unimpressive backside because you sit too much at work. Raven, I never thought I'd say this, but look at my butt. You want to see my butt? Look how flat my butt is. Why is my butt so flat? Is it because I stopped doing squats? Is that it? Or is it because I just have office chair butt?
I mean, you've lost some weight too. It's not like, you know, I mean, you're slimmed down. Listen. When you lose weight, it's gonna leave somewhere. In this case, it may have left your butt.
Right. All right. So what do you do? What do you do if you have office chair butt?
Because they're gonna tell you to stand up, of course.
Well,
right?
They say pace around when you're on a phone call. So get up, take the phone call outside, walk up and down the hall, go in a circle.
We're on phone calls here in the studio. You can't leave.
Right, but I can stand up. Have you noticed? I stood up twice today. Twice.
I didn't notice. I did notice that when we started doing this show together 10 years ago, I used to stand more upright when I was out and about in my life because now I sit for 8 hours.
Okay. Number two, put something you need regular access to a few feet away from your desk, like my coffee. Mm. Imagine if I put my coffee, like I probably just wouldn't drink it anymore.
Stack of rice cakes.
Oh, yeah. I do eat those all throughout the day.
You can put that over by the phone.
Choose a bathroom that's a little further away. No, our bathroom is far enough away.
Super far.
We run so fast because we only have so much time in between our breaks that we can't possibly do that one.
I think people would be curious about how long it takes us to go to the bathroom and get back. Three minutes.
Three minutes.
I can do it in 3 minutes.
I can't. I need a little more time.
I can do it in 3 minutes.
Stand up and do some butt clenches several times a day.
Please don't do that in my presence.
You could also try toe lifts. Or just march in place while reading emails.
That would be funny to see.
Yeah. You wouldn't even know if I was clenching my butt. You would have no idea. People don't know when you clench your butt. Walk to a coworker's desk instead of calling or sending an email. Sometimes I send an email to our producer, Julie. She's literally 7 feet away from me in the next room.
No kidding. And we have a window.
Yeah.
So you could send her, you know, you could sign it through the glass if you wanted to, but nope.
Nope. If you are superstitious, here's the good news. Today is the only Friday, the 13th of the entire year. And we're not going to have another one until next February.
Is that right?
Yes. Last year, we had two Friday the 13th. This year, there's just one. Next year, there will be three.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know.
What could happen then? Probably nothing, really.
80% of people don't think it's a thing. They don't believe in it. Mm-hmm. They think it has nothing to do with anything. And I think that that number is bigger now because I think 20 years ago, 30 years ago, people used to freak out. Remember there was be like a there was always a stat like 8% of people don't leave their house right. Friday the 13th.
Well, I feel like, you know, in general, people were more like into superstition, voodoo, black magic, anything like that, right? They want to be fearful of something. All it takes, though, is, you know, another witch hunt. And then all of a sudden, everybody will be carrying around their rabbit's feet again.
I always have felt like Friday the 13th, because remember, Americans are the only ones that think Friday the 13th is negative. Around the world, 13 is a lucky number, and Friday the 13th has zero meaning whatsoever.
It's always been a lucky number for me.
Me too. My daughter was born on a Friday the 13th, and, you know, she turned out okay.
Yeah. So, you know, so, she's doing fine.
She's fine.
Right.
So what I thought was interesting is that men are twice as likely as women to believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky, and they're also way more superstitious than women.
Wow.
And at first I was like, really? Because I'm pretty superstitious mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. And then I thought about it and I go, yeah.
You do have crystals right now.
Magic rocks.
Yeah.
Magic rocks, we call them.
Above your, here in the studio. They're here.
How many times do I have to tell you, Raven?
Yeah.
When a woman who says she's a witch in yeah. Salem, Massachusetts, hands you magic rocks for good luck, you hold on to them for the rest of your life.
Well, I'm not calling you a witch, but you gave me one of those rocks and it's still on my nightstand just yeah. in case.
Well, right.
Just in case.
And I agree with this. I do think that men are more superstitious because when you think about sports, uh-huh. you ever see, my husband is the most down-to-earth, normal finance guy you will find.
In all other ways.
Yes. But when it comes to sport, there's a chair upside down on a certain angle because the Giants are on.
Or, strange.
It, you know, it's all those things where I can't change these socks because this team has had a streak. And if I change mm-hmm. the socks, and I think that because of sports, that's why men are more superstitious.
Well, I mean, it's more prominent. You get more reminders, I guess, right? When something is in practice, you're obviously going to, you know, remember it more or revere it more than if, you know, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, basically, right?
Yeah. And if you think today things are going wrong for you and then you start blaming it on Friday the 13th, there's a reason. It's called, ready to learn something?
Yeah.
Get ready for science. This is called, and I'm going to mispronounce this, illusory correlation.
Nah, I don't know.
Correlation.
Probably we're both wrong, but
yeah. And what psychologists say, it's when our brain makes the tendency to make connections between unrelated things. So if you spill coffee on yourself today, you're not going to be like, oh, I just spilled coffee. You're right. Be like, it's Friday the 13th.
It's all conspiracy
it's all
in the world
happening.
Is out to get me.
Yes. Now, if you had my magic rock, of course that won't happen to you.
Oh, mine's on the nightstand.
Too
oh,
bad
no.
for you.
Oh, no.
A stat says that most people are not superstitious, but it's being reported by a lot of media outlets today that they're trying to change their airline seats to 11A if they're traveling.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. Trending is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Did you know 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com.
There's scary, scary video, scary stuff. This, no question about it.
It's all very, very sad. An Air India plane that was headed from India to London crashed yesterday shortly right after takeoff. There was 242 people on board. Only one person survived. Now, they're saying that on that flight earlier, on that plane earlier, mm-hmm. that nothing seemed to be working.
Yeah, I saw there was some video, right?
Yeah, here's the guy that took the video documenting the fact that nothing was working.
We are almost about to taxi.
This AC is not working. And as usual, your TV screens are also not working. Neither this button for calling the cabin crew. Nothing is working. Nothing. Not even the light is working.
Nothing is working.
I mean, it's interesting, right, to see that. I mean, it was the exact plane. It's been confirmed that the tail numbers match that. So, you know, obviously a flight flies into an airport and then that plane takes off and flies somewhere else. And then, you know, when it was on this departing flight, that's when it had this crash. So to see the electrical systems not working inside the passenger cabin, it doesn't affect the flight of the plane, but it's an indicator of possibly a larger problem.
Well, it's scary because think about how many times you've gone on a flight and the TV doesn't work.
Yes.
And there's an issue.
So, you know what I saw, though? So here's the thing is Boeing's been having all these problems.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a Boeing plane. But I saw that this 787 Dreamliner, These have been in service. There's over 1,000 of them in service since the last 16 years. This is the first crash that's ever happened with that aircraft.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it's terrible. There's no question about it. Yeah. This whole story is absolutely
something's
terrible.
Very wrong. You watch the video. The right. plane takes off. It doesn't look like it's taking off. It looks like it's coming in for a landing.
The other thing, too, is that this year, it's one story after another, where it seems like for a long time there wasn't, and it's still very safe to fly and all that. But the one surviving person was in seat 11A.
Yeah.
Now, here's the irony of that. The airline did a study last year and found that seat 11A was the worst on Boeing planes because of the placement of the window. It was too close to the bathroom. That's what? Are you serious?
It's the one seat nobody wants to sit in unless... wow.
And that's the one seat because of the proximity to the bathroom and the way that the window is positioned. And ironically, that is the one seat that today so many people are trying to change their seats to get 11A because that was the one. That's
crazy. What it has to be like. I mean, I guess his statement was the plane split in two and he was ejected from the plane.
He says that he got up and his brother was on the plane.
Yeah.
And
there's more people on the ground. They have no idea how many people were lost on the ground. They crashed into a doctor's dormitory at the medical school there.
He said he just got up and he just started running, and that's what he did. I mean, it's terrifying and it's awful, but if you're superstitious, especially on a day like today, Friday the 13th, you know, they say most people are not, but if 11A, everyone's trying to get that spot today,
I'm sure.
Remember when you were a kid and whenever you saw your teacher outside of the classroom, it was the most awkward, uncomfortable thing ever. You would just hide behind your mom because you're like, I didn't think they left the classroom.
It was like that stranger thing, right? It was weird. Yeah.
So we asked a bunch of kids, what do you think your teacher does over the summer?
One of my teachers is like a camp instructor, I heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but it is what it is. I mean, I don't know. I never realized that teachers actually have lives outside of school.
True.
Yeah.
So weird.
100%. Yeah. It's you know, it's also a funny thing too, where it's just like you hear rumors about your teachers, but you don't ask.
I know.
Right? Nobody asks. Nobody follows up. Nobody, you know, verifies that information.
Somebody told me that they're a counselor.
Right. You don't even
know
where it came
true.
Up from. Right.
Yeah.
Don't even know.
The first day of school, they normally like have a slideshow on what the teachers did during the summer. It's probably like kayaking, going hiking. Some normal stuff, so yeah, it's probably what they do.
Kayaking and hiking.
That's amazing that teachers are holding their kids hostage and showing them slideshows. That's like my grandmother getting back from a big European vacation. She'd be like, and here I am on an elephant. I'd be like, great, grandma. 30 more shots, the same thing.
Get out the projection.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing. Screen in the living room.
Sleep.
Well, if they don't have kids, they're probably sleeping. Yeah. If they have young children, they're not sleeping.
When you go through something, you know, as long and traumatic as the school year, I'm just going to say the first 3 days, you don't do anything.
You sleep.
Yep.
Make fun of children. I'm pretty sure they just make fun of children, just hoping they don't get caught.
I mean, what? You think that there's like a coalition of teachers that just gather for a glass of wine, they just... talk and make fun of the kids?
Are we saying that that's not a possibility, though?
I mean,
that could be a possibility.
Back to my physics teacher, she did say, don't, on the last day of school, she said, don't even come looking for me because she would be on an airplane heading back to China.
Forever?
She's like, I'm going to the other side of the earth.
For the rest of my life.
I mean, at least for the next 3 months.
I think my teachers, they act like normal people, normal human beings.
Oh.
It's kind of like hard to like imagine my teachers outside of school, but I think like they go to water parks and like other places and enjoy their summer with their kids.
I want you to imagine running into your teacher at a water park.
Imagine
that would be the weirdest.
Wait, if you see your teacher in a bathing suit.
Oh my gosh.
How weird.
Oh my gosh.
I think my teacher just sits there in a chair and then listens to quietness because she just hates being kids going loud.
I'm not even going to lie. Sometimes I do that.
Yeah.
Like if I just sit in my car and I'll just sit in silence down the street from my house and I'll just sit there before I go back to the chaos.
It goes in that goes with that first 3 days thing for me. I would just sleep and sit in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Probably just chills, maybe looking for another job.
Dude, thinking their life over. Did I make the right decision?
What else can I do at this point?
Probably plays video games.
Video games. I think some teachers, you probably will find them playing
and
video
then
games.
Talks trash to 12-year-olds online. Wow.
Once a year, I let my husband come on the air and tell his dad terrible jokes. And
some are good.
Okay, he says that he's funny too, and that he should be able to tell his dad jokes whenever he wants. I said he can do it once a year for Father's Day. This is my Father's Day gift to him. Now, you may remember, Raven, a few years back, Hayden, my older daughter, my teenager, and him set up an Instagram account because they thought they were going to be famous with their Zap dad jokes.
I do remember that. Yeah,
Hayden. It's been a year and a half since you posted to Zap dad jokes. Remember when you insisted it was going to go viral with your father?
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
No, we can just leave it at that.
Are we just abandoning that account?
Yeah.
But Paul, are you abandoning your goal to have the best dad jokes of all time?
No.
Are you ready to perform your dad jokes for Father's Day?
Yes.
All right. Here's his platform. Now, here's how it goes. I let him tell a joke, and then I figured I'd give him an easy audience. I would have my 6-year-old Dakota, on a scale of 1 to 5, judge on how well he did based on the joke.
All right, let's hear the first one.
My wife said she's leaving me because of my obsession with tennis, and I am too old. I said I'm only 40, my love.
Oh!
Really?
I like it. Dakota's not going
to
get that
on
one.
A scale of 1 to 5, what is your score on that dad joke?
1.
Oh. Did you even understand it?
Yes.
What was it about?
I don't know. I didn't understand it.
I didn't understand it. I specifically told my husband, pick jokes that like young kids would understand, right? No, this is what he came up with.
Today, Hayden asked me for a bookmark, and I burst into tears. 16 years old, and she still doesn't know my name is Paul.
Oh, that one I don't really.
Yeah, because he asked that for a one. Bookmark.
Yeah.
And she said, it doesn't know my name is Paul. Right.
All right. That
Dakota, are you laughing?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 5, what do you give that one?
I would go all the way up to 5 because I laughed.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
You laughed, you gave it a 5. Did you understand it?
Yes.
What was it about?
When dad... I really don't know, but I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Good.
I do love the fact that, I mean, poor Dakota, she's faced with these jokes on the one hand, and you going from a scale of 1 to 10 on one joke and now 1 to 5 on another one.
No, it's 1 to 5. It's 1 to 5 on one, all of them.
Now it's 1 to 5?
Yeah.
I thought it was, okay.
No, always 1 to 5.
Today at the bank, an old lady asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Nice.
What do you think of that, D?
4.
You like that one?
Yep, I like it, but I kind of don't get it.
There's kind of a pattern going on
she
here.
She doesn't understand any of these jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elevators terrify me. I'm taking steps to avoid them.
Oh, you're grasping your mouth. You're laughing so hard.
Dakota couldn't handle it. That one
she was falling apart.
It was too much. I didn't even know. I had to ask him. I had to repeat the joke. I was like, wait, what was it?
Yeah.
Elevators terrify me. I'm taking steps to avoid them.
Oh, I see what he did there. Yeah, right? Okay, no. What did she say about that?
You like that one?
Yeah, that's 1 to 5.
That one's a 5?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Dad is terrified of elevators. Like, what the? Nobody should be terrified of elevators.
Definitely didn't get the joke.
He's crushing them. He's crushing
this
year. He's
just dying. Yeah, hold on.
He's crushing.
Last one, and then we don't have to do this again for another year.
Last joke. Go ahead, Dad.
All right. I applied for a job hanging mirrors. Because it's something I can really see myself doing.
Come on.
These are all winners with me.
Dakota, what did you think of that one?
3.
3? Why?
Because it wasn't so funny, but I was going to start laughing.
Do you laugh at every joke that Daddy tells?
No.
No, she does. She 100% does.
Well, that's a good kid.
Yeah, that was a good kid. All right. Zap dad jokes on Instagram. You don't have to follow because he won't post for another year and a half.
Hannah's school lunch countdown. Last day.
Well, technically,
it's very festive.
Not the last day. There's one more day.
Is that right?
Yes, because on Monday, it's a half day, the last half day of school.
Oh.
Now, the fact that they have their last day on a Monday and it's a half day to me seems, I don't know.
Ridiculous, right?
Right,
like, why are we bothering doing that?
Who knows why, but sure. They're in charge of counting the days of the school year, not me. But today, I have to give a hearty snack because it's a half day. I am so sick of packing school lunches. I cannot wait. Hayden, my older daughter, my teenager, she's on her own. I stopped. She's got to figure it out herself.
Yeah, she can drive a car. She's in high school. She can just...
Like, get a granola bar. There's plenty in the
steal somebody else's lunch. Do whatever you have to do.
But Dakota is sick, so I still have to pack her a snack. And she said, don't put a lot in because I don't have a lot of time at snack time, which is perfect. So I put in two Oreos, a bag of pirate booty, and an applesauce.
That doesn't seem very nutritious, but okay.
It's just a snack. When she gets home, she can have
two
more Oreos, I guess. I don't know, whatever. It was different, but it was great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I had a good time.
Raven and I were very jealous by the fact that we've never been asked to give a commencement speech. And we realized as it keeps getting later into the month of June, it's over. The college graduations, the high school graduations, they're all happening now, already happened.
I don't know if jealous is the real word here. But you know what? We're envious of the fact that people have been able to impart wisdom to people, inspire people as they go into their future. And we feel like we could do a pretty good job of this stuff.
So, a preschool director reached out to us and said, if you want to come give our preschool graduation, come on down.
Right.
So Raven and I did it after work yesterday.
We had only a couple hours notice.
Stay away from mean people and stay close to nice people. My father used to say, if you wrestle with pigs, the pig gets happy and you get covered in mud and poop.
What about mud pigs?
Yeah, mud pigs. Yep. Right. Probably stay away from them.
Yeah, I will say that when you're giving a speech to preschoolers between the ages of 3 and 5, it's much more interactive than a commencement speech at a high school.
The decorum is a little bit different, right? They'll just shout out their questions or comments if they have them. We learned that from moment one.
Yes. They're like, pigs in mud!
Yeah.
You said pigs!
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask for a bathroom pass. And the rule here is, take some time for a stroll. Enjoy yourself. Smell the roses. Enjoy the journey of life. What do we do after we go to the bathroom?
Smell your toilet.
Nope.
Wash your hands.
Yes, we wash our hands.
It was different because we had to really target our speech now to some young children versus like people going into the real world.
Here's what I know. If you say poo, guaranteed reaction.
Yeah,
number
definitely.
One. Number two, wash your hands is a rule that the kids have pretty well down. Mm-hmm. Adults could take a lesson from this.
You guys are all friends, right? Everybody here is friends. When you go off and you go to the next thing, you may not see each other all the time, but you got to keep the unit tight. Loose lips sink ships. I don't want any tell-all books coming out here in 18 months or 18 years even. Somebody's asking us to testify about whether or not somebody made an accident in the corner of the room. That's it. Go forth, young children, and have a wonderful life. And don't poo in the bed.
You said poo in the bed.
That's because one of the kids randomly, while I was giving the speech, also said, hey, poo in your bed.
Right. He was like, what?
I was like, okay.
Now, I didn't even honestly didn't have to do any creativity at all because we asked you for suggestions. Mm-hmm. So many came from email and text message and social media and phone calls that every single thing I said during this speech was given by you.
When you're dreaming of what you want to be, dream big. Be an explorer and remember to treat every day as an adventure. Make sure you remember to do all the little things in life that are important, like learn how to tie your shoes. Get plenty of sleep so you have energy for those adventures.
Solid.
Learn to type really, really fast. And remember that you don't always have to be the line leader. Sometimes it's okay just to be in line doing your best.
Harlan's the line leader.
Who's always the line leader?
Harlan.
Oh, Harlan. Is she really good line leader? Yeah, that's right. Girl, you be the line leader.
Then we met Harlan, and Harlan's like, yeah, no, I'm always the line leader. I'm in charge here. And we're like, yep.
First one
sure
to answer
is.
Questions after,
yep,
too.
Yep.
People will remember that you were kind and helpful. So when you see someone that's struggling or someone on the playground that doesn't have a friend to play with, ask them if you can be their friend.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Like, I did that today.
You did that today? High five, girlfriend. High five.
To me.
There was a lot of chaos.
Spins out at that point.
Right. One person asked another person to be their friend on the playground, but then they accidentally scratched their butt, but it was an accident. And then there was a lot of yelling.
Yeah.
But overall, we thought we did all right, but we thought we would ask the kids what they thought of our speech and if they were inspired. That's coming up next. We had asked to be commencement speakers, and we offered to many high schools and colleges, and everybody turned us down. But we did get a call from a preschool director who said we could go and give a commencement speech at the preschool.
So, thank you so much, by the way, because it was like, you know, being out there and wanting to be picked for kickball and having your arm up and nobody calling your name.
Right.
And then, you know, the phone rang.
And we thought we did a good job.
Don't be afraid to ask for a bathroom pass. Enjoy the journey of life. What do we do after we go to the bathroom?
Smell your toilet.
Nope.
Yeah, it was a little different speaking to preschoolers than we thought they would be.
And they just shout out stuff.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of heckling.
And remember that you don't always have to be the line leader. Sometimes it's okay just to be in line doing your best.
Harlan's the line leader.
Who's always the line leader?
Harlan.
Oh, Harlan. Is she a really good line leader? Yeah, that's right. Girl, you be the line leader.
Somebody's got to be the line leader.
Yeah,
that's
what it
comes down.
Somebody's got to go first.
Yeah.
But.
So we asked the director, Angela, how she thought we did.
So what did you think of our speeches?
I thought it was great.
What do you think was the most inspirational?
I think the advice of finding a friend that may not have anybody to play with on the playground was great advice.
Thank you. Did Raven say anything that stuck out with you?
Took her a minute. She had to think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Just place yourself back in, you know, that setting for a moment.
In Raven's defense, he did go first, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a solid 3 minutes later. Yeah.
Yes, to stay away from mean people. Great advice. Loose lips sink ships. I like that one too.
Yeah, that really resonated with the 4-year-olds. Loose lips sink ships. That really worked. So then we decided to ask the kids how they thought we did.
All right, what's your name, buddy?
Nico.
Do you remember anything that Anna shared with you about your future?
Cookies.
Right, there are going to be cookies in the future once we get through this part of the program.
I'm no fool. I brought cookies because I was like, as soon as we're done, if everybody's quiet, we're going to eat all these chocolate chip cookies.
Became a major point of focus. It really did.
Yep.
Hi, Ellie. What did you think about the speeches today?
Good.
Yeah? What did I talk about?
You just talked about, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Ellie?
Doctor.
Oh, that's a good one, huh? When did you decide that?
A pet doctor.
A pet doctor.
Like a turtle one.
A turtle doctor specifically.
Right. The turtle doctor. Yep.
You know what? I mean, the world needs more turtle doctors.
Yeah.
So I thought it was great.
You know what else the world needs?
What's that?
Hi, Lily. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a unicorn.
Oh, definitely. We have a winner.
Me too. I also would like to be a unicorn.
She said it so straight-faced.
Harlan, what did you think of our speech today?
Good.
Yeah. What was the best part?
I don't know.
Fair enough. Do you think that it helped that we brought cookies?
Yes.
Do you think Raven did a good job giving his speech?
Yes.
Do you remember anything he said?
No.
Nope.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
A police officer.
They're so cute.
They were great kids.
Yeah, they were.
Fantastic kids.
Some things stuck out more than others.
Charlie, what was your favorite part about the speech?
I think I liked the cookies.
You just want the cookies. Yeah, no, I understand. Anything else?
Yes.
What?
Okay. We just wash our hands when we come inside.
Oh, that's good. Washing your hands is important.
Yeah, so the two major takeaways for yesterday is you have to wash your hands before you can eat the cookies and always bring cookies when you're talking to young children.
If you want their focus, 100%.
Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Oh, Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Doesn't matter if you're a mom or you're a dad or you have no children and you just want to complain about your pets or your coworkers. This is your chance to do it. You get it all off your chest. What did you do this week that was hard? You conquered it, and now you're ready for the weekend. 1-800-330-9999. Go ahead, Janet.
I vowed to myself that I would start reading every day. I used to love reading when I was in school. I got the Wild About Reading Award because I just enjoyed reading so much. And so I've gotten back into the habit of picking up a book every day this week, and I am quite proud of myself because I'm trying to show my children good habits.
That's great. My daughter on Mother's Day created one of those books that says, like, all about my mom.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that she wrote is, my mom loves to read. And here's the truth. I always love to read, but I can't remember the last time that I actually read a book at this point. And she only thinks that I love to read because I'm constantly encouraging her to read and how great it is and all that.
I feel like, was it you that just gave me a speech about how you were going to make a real effort to start reading again?
Yes. No, I got a book and it's on my nightstand.
Yeah.
And I started reading it and I was like 7 pages in and the book sucks. And I was like, yes. And then I have the moral dilemma about, is this, do I really need to finish this book?
Right.
So now it just sits there lonely.
I have three books in that same status right now on my nightstand.
Yeah.
Now, what I caught myself doing to make it easier for myself, because I knew there was a chance that I would get distracted, is I picked up a book of useless information. Stuff that you would actually find to be intriguing or interesting. And it's not a story. It's just a bunch of just little mini useless things you never thought you needed to know about.
You know what? I mean, that reminds me of like an uncle's old bathroom book.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
Enjoy your margarita in your living room, in the bathroom, wherever you'd like.
Do you think audiobooks are cheating? Can I ask you a question? Because I have never been an audiobook person. I listen to podcasts all the time, but recently there was this book. It was like about colleges, and I'm starting the college process with my daughter. And I was like, you know what? I could just listen to it when I'm driving and when I'm commuting. It was so easy. Mm-hmm. I got all the information I needed, but I didn't know if it was cheating.
No, I mean, sometimes I think that it adds a nice dimension to it. If you're reading a novel or something like that, a lot of times they have the author or other great narrators that will read it to you. I think it's a different experience, but I think it's a valid experience.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. Enjoy your margarita.
This has been a lot of book talk.
A lot of books.
Leanne, how about you? What'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I meal prep, and I actually ate the food. Like, I actually stuck to it and ate it. If that doesn't earn me a margarita, I don't know what it does.
Meal prep is such a big deal. It's just a lot of work. My wife dreads it every week, but if she doesn't do it, she's like, the whole week is ruined. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't feel right about everything we eat. We definitely don't get everything eaten. When you're investing in it, and especially when you're getting good food, it's so terrible to throw out food.
It makes me so sad, because some days I just want to pick up takeout. I'm tired. Yep. I don't want to make the dinner that I have prepared, but I know that it's going to go bad. And I refuse to let that food go bad.
Right.
And then it forces me to do it. So.
Yeah. And my wife does the same thing. And then she's so mad she had to cook.
Well, you enjoy your margarita.
Thank you.
Coming up on Sunday, it's Father's Day. So I did what any logical grown woman would do. I cornered my father and I told him,
all right, Daddy, for Father's Day, I'm going to ask you questions about me. See how much you know. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a little bit awkward. He's like, all right, fine. You've got me pressed against this wall here.
My dad is not a man of many words, but when he does say the words, he says them with impact. And I'll be honest, I didn't expect him to get many of these correct.
Okay.
I'll just say that. All right, first one.
When is my birthday?
Raven, do you think my dad knows when my birthday is?
Yeah, you're his firstborn, yeah.
August 23rd?
Yes. It was 50-50. I didn't know if he was going to remember or not.
I bet you felt so good that moment where he started off with a positive one. You were like, yeah!
Yeah, Dad, you do know my birthday.
Dad does love me.
What college did I go to?
Do you think my dad knows what college I went to?
I mean, if he had a hand paying for it, I'm going to say yes.
Oh, funny you should say that.
Pace. I paid for that.
That's right.
He immediately said it. I paid for that.
That's right. He knows where it went.
Now, keep in mind, too, me and my brother both went to the same college, so it also helps him out that it makes it a little bit easier.
He paid twice, two times.
I'm feeling good so far.
What was my sorority name?
Nothing lasts forever. I'm going to say no. He doesn't know your sorority. You might not have told him.
I'm sure I told him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Any guesses?
No.
News 8 to fight till I die. Duh. Okay.
I thought you had like a personal one, like animal or something like that. But okay.
What is the place that I've always dreamed of visiting on vacation?
Now, Raven, you know where I've always wanted to go. I've talked about it extensively. It's like my bucket list, the one place. And I have certainly discussed it with him many a times.
Let's see whether or not he can guess. It's Australia, isn't it?
Oh, you think? No, that's actually what you believe?
Is it Antarctica?
No.
Australia.
Ugh.
Oh, come on.
Hawaii?
No.
Alaska?
No, I went to Alaska.
Oh, what do you mean?
When I went to Alaska already. Where else do I want to go?
Italy?
We went to Italy. We went to Italy last year.
Greece?
No.
Oh, Africa.
Yes.
That's right.
Tusi Pats.
Yeah. My dad doesn't 100% like the idea that I want to go on an African safari, so he said,
Tusi pats.
What does that mean? It means don't go?
Means you're crazy. Oh, okay. That's what that means.
All right. Yeah. Well, we got that one right. I mean, he eventually got it right.
Yeah, my parents are from Italy. He eventually remembered after he went through every other continent that existed. Yeah.
Who is my best friend?
Do you think my dad knows who my best friend is?
Well, to be fair, you have a few. Like, you have a bestest, but you have a tight circle of friends.
Honestly, I would have accepted two answers here.
Okay.
I would have accepted one of two things.
I think he's got one of them.
Best friend. Me. No, Aiden.
Well, Hayden's my daughter.
Yeah, I mean, she's your best friend, too.
Right, but who else?
Come si chiama quella gente?
He's asking
my mom, come si chiama? He's asking, like, what are their names? What are their names?
Wow.
And then my mom has to come in, and she's mouthing.
Oh, Angela.
My cousin Angela, yes. Right. I would have accepted my cousin Angela or Danielle. But yeah, because Angela's been, you know, like, she's my ride or die. She's my cousin.
I figure he's seen you with them.
Everywhere I go.
Right.
They're literally by my side.
Yeah.
And what was my first concert?
Now, keep in mind, he had to drive me to my first concert because my mom wouldn't drive out of state, and it was out of state.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows?
I don't think he knows, though. I don't think he remembers.
Oh, jeez. Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
No. You brought me to my first concert. Remember you had to drive Mommy and Ziana, me and Angela?
Ma.
Ma, you can't just keep telling him.
What was the name of those kids? I forgot the name of those kids. Yeah, they're the kids on the block.
New kids on the kids on the block.
The kids on the block. We'll take that one. Come on, that's a win.
No, it's not a win. My mom 100% told him, and he still couldn't get it right. Led Zeppelin. How old does he think I am?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today. Peter and Nancy. Nancy, what's going on?
Well, my husband's ex-wife, she's absolutely rude. I'm so sick of her. I'm so tired of her. Every time she picks up the kids from the house, she's rude. She's looking at me all crazy. Her body language is super hostile and I'm just tired of it. I really want my husband to tell her to cut it out when she comes to pick up the kids or drop off the kids, or she won't be able to come to our house anymore because I'm not going to put up with it. I mean, perhaps they can call Uber or Lyft or something, but if this continues, I'm not doing it. I should not have to be uncomfortable at my own house, and I'm helping to raise their kids. It's ridiculous. Mm.
Not fun when things are that hostile. Peter, what's your side of this?
Well, my side of it is I try not to be any type of mediator when it comes to my kids. My kids are what's more important to me. I know my ex is just being petty. She's upset because her and I aren't together anymore. You know, it's just one of those typical, I don't want anybody saying anything to my kids type things. And I keep telling my wife now, I'm like, listen, just ignore her. Just let her go. You know, if you allow her to get under your skin, then she's going to win. Like, I myself personally feel that my wife should just be even happier every day because this lady lost something good, you know? So I just feel like she just needs to ignore it and let it go because, I mean, it's childish.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough spot when, I like you said, listen, it puts you in a bad mood. Like, I get it, Nancy. Like, you know, somebody just ruining your day. And by the way, I mean, the kids can read all that tension, too. So how savory, really, for this during this exchange, for her to just be difficult every single time. Lord knows what she's saying. Now, obviously, you can't control what people think. You can't control what they say. And I do think that there's some validity to what you're saying, too, Peter, is like, Peter circles back to her, Nancy. It's kind of what she wants. Right? Like, gosh. I don't know. Anna, what do you do?
But it's not nice. It's not nice and it's not right. No. But I do think that, Peter, you're probably right. If you go and you approach her, all it's going to do is make it worse because she's looking to start something. So if you're giving her the window to start something, then that's exactly what she's going to do. And then it's going to get worse. And you really have to think about just the kids is what it comes down to.
The more you ignore somebody in a situation like that, Nancy, the more it drives them crazy, too, though.
How old are the kids?
The kids are 9 and 12.
9 and 12. I mean, they're still young. Is it Peter's job to tell his ex-wife to behave herself around his new wife? Or does Nancy just have to deal with it because she's that kind of lady? It can certainly get messy. Peter's ex-wife is very hostile when she brings the kids and drops them off at their house when it's their turn to have the children. And Nancy says, Peter, you got to tell your ex-wife to stop giving me the eye. Stop being rude. Otherwise, she can't come to this house anymore. I'm not going to let her bring the kids. I'm going to go pick them up myself.
Yeah, you know, listen, I don't care if the kids are 3 or they're 13 or they're 30 and grown, right? Like, I mean, kids can feel the vibes around them. And some people, they'll let spite last a lifetime. That's exactly what Nancy is afraid of. She's just like, your ex is going to be like this. And it just gets worse and worse every time. It's not necessary. It's not warranted. You should do something about it. But Peter's like, you are just feeding in to what she wants if I say something to her.
That's true. What do you think? Jim, whose side are you on?
I am 100% on the wife's side, and I think the husband sounds like he's more concerned about the ex than he is his wife. And when there's a behavior, the worst thing is to do nothing. You need to take action. And it's not fair. It's not fair to his wife. And if he's going to do nothing, then she should take, his wife should take action and say, okay, she's not allowed in the house anymore. I agree with the wife completely.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. What do you do when your husband's ex-wife, who you have shared custody over the kids, just is mean? She's mean, she's rude, she gives you side eye, rolls her eyes at you, and now you want your husband to get involved. That's what's going on with Nancy and Peter. Nancy has had enough of Peter's ex-wife, and whenever she drops off the kids at the house, it's always a scene, and she is sick of it.
Yeah, like, listen, there's nothing worse than that, right? Because, you know, it's coming. It's something regular that you have to deal with, and you're in your own home. And why should you feel so tense when the children are returning? But, you know, Peter just says, listen, if I say something to my ex, she's just a bitter person. This is a petty game that she's playing. And this is what she wants. It's like adding fuel to the fire right here. Nancy, just, you know, be over it. You won. It's all fine.
Henry, what do you think about this?
Honestly, you know, that happens. It happens a lot in life, and you basically got to deal with it. The ex-wife basically got to, you know, deal with it really, 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 really if they want to move on, you know, because I don't know what else they could do if they're just going to keep on arguing about things. It's very toxic, yeah. You know, toxic for the kids. Mm-hmm. You cannot have that around their young kids. You know, maybe they don't understand, but the adults definitely do.
Well, I mean, young kids, even if they don't understand, they feel it.
Jennifer, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
Well, I'm in a similar situation. Divorced, have children, and my ex, you can feel the negative energy anytime he's around my significant other. So I totally understand how this woman feels. However, I think the more that you feed into the ex-wife's energy and negativity, the more she's going to do it. I think the less you feed it, the better. So I'm on his side. I think she just needs to ignore it and not even pay any attention to it and really focus on the kids because that's what it's really about.
Hi, Edith. What do you think? Whose side are you on today?
You know what? I'm on his side. She's got to learn, you know, how to deal with his ex. But also, why does his wife have to be, like, at the door when the kids come in? The kids are 9 and 12. Why can't they just walk up to the house and, like, let themselves in? I mean, she can watch them walk in the door, but what is this? Why does the wife have to engage with the ex-wife at the door every time?
Yeah, there should be getting out of the car rule.
DMZ.
Don't make eye tack.
A DMZ, right.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Peter, our audience agreed with you today. Nancy, she's looking for a fire. She's looking for that spark to start it. And if Peter approaches her, that's exactly what's going to happen, and it's going to make it more difficult for you and for your kids. So it stinks to have to say, just deal with it, but ultimately people felt that the best thing to do was to ignore her, be on the higher ground, and just keep doing what you're doing.
No, it's going to make it more difficult for her because she'll no longer be able to come to my house. So that's just what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you could find a way to just laugh it off and ignore it, I think that that actually, again, drives people more insane. But I wish you guys luck. Obviously, it's a complicated situation. Peter, you got the votes. People understand. But obviously, this is a source of contention that's going to continue.
Well, I mean, of course people are going to understand because I'm thinking about the kids. And then on top of that, babe, you got to understand you are with a winner. This woman is mad because she lost everything that you have gotten. Don't let her win. You bigger than that.
I guess. I mean, I don't agree, but what can I do about it?
Yeah. All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com. Sorry, Nancy. I wish we had better advice. But remember, the kids are going to remember who kept their head up the whole time and kept a smile on their face, and that'll be you.
I guess. That's one way to look at it.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $600 thanks to 5-Hour Energy. Did you know 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com. Okay, Karen, you ready to play today?
Hi, yes I am.
All right, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Karen.
Kay. $600.
I think you can take Raven down, but you're going to have to get a lot of these. You ready to play, Karen?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, JoJo Siwa was dropped from her record label, Columbia. She joined season 5 of what reality show in 2015 that made her a star?
Dance Moms.
Number two, Nat Wolff was seen kissing Billie Eilish on a balcony in what romantic Italian town?
Venice.
Number three, today is Friday the 13th. What is the name of the iconic killer in the Friday the 13th film series who wears a hockey mask?
Jason Voorhees.
Number four, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were spotted on a date at Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. It's the Edmonton Oilers versus the Florida Panthers. Who won last night's game?
Panthers.
Number five, The Summer I Turned Pretty Season 3 premieres next month on Prime. Of course, the series is based on a novel trilogy by what author?
Oh, boy, I'm going to have to do Stephen King with this one.
All right. You guys might have the same answer on that.
Yo!
All right, 3 out of 5 for Karen.
All right, not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, JoJo Siwa was dropped from her record label, Columbia. She joined Season 5 of what reality show in 2015 that made her a star?
Dance Moms.
Yes. Number two, Nat Wolff was seen kissing Billie Eilish on a balcony in what romantic Italian town?
Was it Venice?
It was Venice. That's what you do now. When you want to announce that you're in a relationship, you kiss on a balcony.
In Venice.
In Venice.
People will be paying attention if you're Billie Eilish.
Number three, today is Friday the 13th. What's the name of the iconic killer in the Friday the 13th film series who wears a hockey mask?
Jason Voorhees. In the first one, it's his mother, though.
Number four, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were spotted on a date night at Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. It's the Edmonton Oilers versus the Florida Panthers. Who won last night's game?
Oilers, 5-4.
The Oilers did win. The series is tied 2-2. And number five, Summer I Turned Pretty Season 3 premieres next month on Prime. Of course, the series is based on a novel trilogy by what author?
Stephen King.
You're both going to be shocked to learn it's not Stephen King.
Oh, come on.
It is, in fact,
sure?
Jenny Han.
Are you sure it's not his wife?
No.
Helen King?
No. 4-3 today, Karen. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
This is Karen, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $700 come Monday, Anna.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.